ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதயே நமஹ. பாலகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 30 விஸ்வாமித்ர சாக்ரிஃபைஸ். ரெசிடேஷன் ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் நவ. The valiant princes were no mean judges of time and place. They knew when to speak and where, and in words respectful and apt did they address Vishwamitra. Lord, kindly acquaint us with the precise time when we should be on our guard against the wicked Rakshasas, for we do not wish to be taken unawares and be late. The assembled sages there were loud in the praises of the heroic brothers and the martial ardor that characterized their words and actions. 6 days and nights from this do ye keep strict watch against the cruel ones. The holy sage has taken the sacrificial vow and will observe silence. And for 6 days and nights do the youths of boundless energy keep watch and ward over the hermitage. They put their heroic souls into the arduous task and were wholly absorbed in it. Vishwamitra, safe under their protection, went on with the sacrificial rite uninterrupted. On the 6th day, Rama turned to his brother and said, Lakshmana, be on the alert and keep a sharp lookout. And even as he spake and prepared himself for action, did the sacrificial altar begin to glow all of a sudden. Lovely flowers were scattered over it, and the utensils of sacrifice, spoons, ladles, pots, pans, fuel sticks, and sacred grass. Vishwamitra was conducting the rite, grim and silent, while the Advaryus and the priests assisted him therein. And to the deep intonation of the holy mantras to drive away the black demons, did the sacrifice proceed according to the rules laid down for it. All at once the fire leaped up, and the close upon it was heard a frightful roar proceeding from the sky. The dreadful Rakshasas were upon them, shrouded in thick murky clouds that darkened the earth even as during the heavy rains, the effects of their powers of illusion. Maricha and Subahu and their followers ranged themselves in the sky and kept up a continual shower of blood on the fire altar. The fire blazed up again, higher than before, as if in angry protest against this foul desecration, and answering fires flashed forth from the eyes of Rama as if reflecting the blood-stained altar. He rushed to the spot and, looking upwards, saw the foul demons arranged aloft in a terrible array, darkening the darkened sky. All at once did the two foremost, Maricha and Subahu, swoop down upon him, even as unclean birds of prey. When Rama turned to his brother and said, Lakshmana, lo! There they come, the wicked wretches, the destroyers of numberless holy rites, unsightly cannibals these, the dread foes of the celestials, yet tough and unassailable, even as thunderbolt. I cannot somehow bring myself to slay such like chaff, small game for me, yet shall I drive them away, even as fleet-footed clouds before a gale. With that, he sent forth a manavastra, flaming and terrible in his energy, and it struck Maricha full on the chest. Back he flew with resistless speed, 100 yojanas and more, until he fell senseless and tottering into the depths of the tossing ocean. Amused at the sight, Rama turned to Lakshmana. Wonderful indeed is this manavastra, the mighty astra, and just in its punishment. See, it has struck him senseless, but keeps yet the spark of life in him, as if it divined my secret resolve to spare him against a future occasion when I have use for him. And as for these, his friends and followers, I shall even destroy the wretched crew, merciless and of foul lives, delighting in the deep draughts of human blood, the foes to every holy rite and sacrifice. So saying, and as if to display the quickness of hand, he let fly an Agniastra at Subahu, which struck him square on his heart and held him down, a shapeless corpse. And ere that I had time to wink, he let fly a Vyvyastra that dispatched the rest to where the wicked cease from troubling, to the immense delight of the sages who were anxiously watching the strange fight between a delicate slip of a boy and the fierce visaged Rakshasas of vast bulk and might. They could scarcely bring themselves to believe what they saw. And it was over so soon. But when they realized the wonderful truth, they broke forth in unstinted applause and hearty blessings and eyed Rama with strange awe and reverence, even as the gods regarded Indra when he came back victor from his terrible battle with the Asuras. The sacrifice neared its happy end, and the earth and the sky were clear and happy once more, when Vishwamitra turned to Rama and said, "Now my heart knows peace, in that my object has been accomplished. Well hast thou discharged the bidding of thy guru laid on thee. And rightly has his hermitage been named Siddhashrama. You have but confirmed the fact and conferred greater glory on it." Thanking thus the boy hero in words sweet and noble, the sage proceeded to his evening prayers, accompanied by the gratified princess. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhe Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.